This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to Down the Line, the football-focused podcast. Yeah, as always, just bringing you the kind of latest football news in the Scottish and English leagues. We'll touch on some international football from the last few days and then look towards the Premier League and the Scottish leagues returning this coming weekend. So today I'm joined by Ian. Ian is a regular community member on our Scottish football peer support group that runs on a Tuesday. So I speak to Ian on a regular basis, and he has some good football knowledge and opinions. So the two of us today to chat about the international stuff. First of all, Ian, how are you doing?
Not bad, Neil. Thank you. Good. Not bad.
Good. So we'll start off with international games over the last few days. So Scotland's results on Saturday, it was Croatia 2, Scotland 1. So Scotland going 1-0 ahead with a Ryan Christie goal, and then Croatia pulling it back to 2-1. Scotland did get it back to 2-2, it looked, but then it was chopped off, unfortunately, just in the last minutes. And kind of taking away our first point of the Nations League, this new group, the top group in the Nations League for us. As the time of recording, we play Portugal tonight at Hampden, so we obviously don't know the result of that game, but I'd imagine another tricky game for us. And obviously those games were live on YouTube, so a new way to watch it. England, for them, they lost 2-1 to Greece, a bit of a shock result in the middle of last week. But then pulled it back with a pretty decent 3-1 away win in Finland, although not the most exciting game, I don't believe. But Rice, Alexander-Arnold and a Grealish goal, seen them win 3-1. So, as for Scotland, Ian, you watched the match on Saturday. A bit tough at the end to have the game,
it was taken away from us. Yes, it was very tough to take. I was listening to it on BBC Radio Scotland. I listen to most of the matches in BBC Radio Scotland, and then and it's the Scotland, and it's internationals. I just listen to it on the radio, so Radio Scotland. So I was quite disappointed in the end about the outcome of the result. I was very, very poor, and then getting the goal disallowed that we scored, that we thought we were going to get us enough to draw the game. It was an absolute, that was a joke. It was terrible.
Unfortunately, it was all serious. It was no jokes, unfortunately. In terms of Steve Clarke himself, one win in 15. I know it's a really tough group, and to be honest, I'm pretty hesitant to give him too much criticism. Do you think he's maybe walking a little bit of a thin line with only one win in 15, a disappointing Euros?
I think he has walking a bit of a thin line, but I wouldn't put him under any more pressure than he's actually under. So it's really been a terrible last 15 games for Scotland. They were all right on Saturday. I think that was one of their better games they played. And it's just unfortunate not to get anything out of it. The Portugal game beforehand, that was rather poor. And then went in front, ended up losing the game. So that's what really disappoints me about these games. They start off okay, and then they kind of fall behind after that.
When I look back at maybe the last 3 years of Scotland matches, we've actually had some amazing results where we've won it in the last minutes, or won narrowly, maybe 1-0, or thinking about the McTominay goal against Israel at Hampden and in the last minute. And I feel like for a while we had a good momentum where we managed to just sneak wins. But now we're kind of having games taken away from us in the last minute. I mean, you look at in the Euros, losing a couple of games, the last game against Hungary being in the last minute, and then Poland and Portugal beating us in the last minute, and then losing 2-1 to Croatia. It's been a lot of kind of heartbreak towards the end of games in Scotland matches recently.
Been terrible, Neil.
Move on to the England results. So losing 2-1 at home to Greece, quite a bit of a shock. I know Greece have a better team than maybe what people would credit them on the face of it. But still a 2-1 home defeat to Greece is quite a big shock for England. And then pulling it back, 3-1 win against Finland. I'm pretty sure they'll still cruise their Nations League group. They'll qualify for all the major tournaments. Which, do you think that's a kind of strange dynamic where these really big nations, they kind of just always qualify for the tournaments anyway? So maybe do you think that lends itself to being a little bit more lethargic games and not as easy to watch, since maybe they have a little bit of a pre-season friendly feel to them.
They do have a pre-season friendly feel to them. The games, they're not pre-season games.
And England, obviously, still under Lee Carsley's temporary management. And I think that's probably lasting for certainly the next internationals. And then England probably looking to appoint permanent figure into that role. So, yeah, so that'll park the international stuff there look towards the Premier League, which is back this Saturday. So back to some domestic football. I know you were telling me just before, Ian, that your kind of English clubs that you follow, Everton and Arsenal. Yeah, probably contrasting emotions at two clubs at the minute, even though both probably doing pretty well. I mean, Arsenal obviously flying pretty high and Everton probably punching above their weights with all the stuff that's been going on over the last year. So how do you think generally they'll get on? Do you think Everton will stay safe and push towards that mid-table?
I think they will, because that's what they've done the last three or four seasons. They've been nobody to start off with, and then the next thing, before I know it, they're safe. Houses is the same goes, so it's been safe. Hopefully the winners will stay up. That's my main feelings with Everton. Hope they stay up.
And as for Arsenal, how confident are you that they can beat Man City to the title this season?
Oh, now that I'm not sure about. I'm sure. They get a good result against Man City the other week there. That was a good result they got. I get the draw. I think it was a draw they got against Man City. So fancy Arsenal to do well this year, and I fancy Everton to do well.
Okay, yeah, and as for North of the Border, the Scottish Premiership fixtures this weekend, we've got Celtic versus Aberdeen, Dundee United versus Hibs, Hearts versus St Mirren, Motherwell versus Dundee, St Johnstone versus Ross County, and then on Sunday, it's Kilmarnock versus Rangers. So the two kind of standout games there, I guess, are looking at the top of the table, and literally the top table clash, Celtic versus Aberdeen. Obviously, both clubs having won all their games this season, playing pretty good football, and top of the table clash between Celtic and Aberdeen this, all the way into the seventh or eighth game of the season, pretty surprising. Ian, how do you think that one will go?
I think Celtic will beat Aberdeen because they've just got too much firepower in the up front players. They've got a lot of firepower, and then when you go behind, they tend to come back and beat teams just like Ross County a couple of weeks ago. They went behind, and then they come back and beat Ross County in the end. So I was a wee bit disappointed about that one.
Kilmarnock versus Rangers on Sunday. Hopeful for a Rangers win, or how do you think that will go?
I'm hoping for a Rangers win, but I think they should win, but I'm not sure. I just can't get my head around it. I'm just not sure how Rangers will get on.
So that's great, and thanks to Ian for joining us this week on the podcast. As mentioned earlier on, so Ian takes part in our weekly Scottish football show on the RNIB Community Connection peer support groups. And if anybody wants to get involved in any peer support groups, talking support groups, then obviously you can contact the helpline on 0303 123 9999. If you want to take part in the podcast, if you are a football fan and you want to have your opinions heard, maybe you support a club that doesn't get represented very often on podcasts that you traditionally listen to, then you'd be more than welcome to hop on here and have a chat about the football. I'm always happy to chat to some new people about football. So to get involved, you can contact myself. So Neil, that's neil.atkinson@rnib.org.uk, or even you can just contact through the helpline as usual and just say you've listened to the podcast, can you get a referral to the Community Connection team, and I can pick up from there. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week.